The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
And the text is 51551. I'm joined now on the line by Danny Gray, CEO of War Paint for Men, a company that makes makeup specifically for men. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us this morning about why you're so passionate about makeup. How has it impacted your life?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. So I actually got bullied during my school days for my appearance. And because of that, I grew to get body dysmorphia and mental illness, which still affects me to this day.
Yeah.
Growing up through my teenage years, I started getting spots like most young men do. My sister turned to me and gave me a bit of concealer, and I honestly, Ryan, I couldn't believe the power of a product and what it could do and how much confidence it gave me. So I've been wearing makeup for the last 20 years, but what I haven't been able to find is a brand that I felt related to me as a man or somewhere I could buy it in confidence. So I decided to create my own brand.
So, I mean, it gave you a huge lift, though, as a young kid. What was the confident boost that it kind of gave you?
So, for me, just appearance is a big thing. Like, I think we're seeing a lot now with grooming's exploding in men. So men don't moisturise as much as they do these days just to live another 10 years or to prolong their life. They do it because it evens out the skin and it gives them confidence. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing for me growing up. Using a bit of makeup just to even out my skin tone, it just makes me and gives me confidence to be the real me. And rather than worrying about imperfections, which can affect me massively. So it's really about confidence.
And as a teenager, did you tell anyone that you wore makeup?
Good question. So growing up, I used to hide it away. I wouldn't tell anyone. I was almost ashamed of it. And that's something I don't want to happen now. So that's why by creating this brand, we want to make it available to sort of for all men and make them feel comfortable in using a product that can benefit them.
And could they tell? Could they tell that you were wearing makeup?
No, in 20 years, I've never had anyone stop me and say, "Are you wearing makeup?" Maybe they might have seen it, but they never even mentioned it. So, yeah, but that's never happened.
But you're telling the world now that you're wearing makeup. So in what ways have our attitudes towards men wearing it changed since you started doing it?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I think we've seen a massive increase in grooming, skincare routines. Guys now are getting a haircut every 4 weeks and every 6 weeks. You know, guys, especially in Ireland, are very much into fashion, and all of this is to do with confidence. So I just honestly believe that men using a bit of makeup is the next natural evolution of grooming. So I honestly now think the time is absolutely right for it.
We've come a long way since David Beckham sort of revolutionized, rebranded Brill Cream in the 90s. As a sort of ultimate metrosexual.
Correct, yeah. And well, you know, Beckham was a massive trendsetter and, you know, wearing skirts and all sorts. But I think it's people like that have to, hopefully War Paint, they have to push the boundaries and go through a bit of pain at the beginning. But now we're seeing that, you know, the mindset's changed from, oh, that you guys shouldn't be wearing that, to, well, yeah, if it makes them feel good, then why not?
Now, you said you suffered from body dysmorphia as a kid. Does it still affect you now?
Yeah, Ryan, it does. Not as much as it did before, because I'm learning to manage it, and I talk about it openly now, which really does help. But, for example, I had my haircut just over a week ago, and because it went quite short, it was quite a dramatic haircut for me. You know, that affected me, honestly, for about 3 or 4 days. I was very conscious about it. So it still affects me today, but definitely managing it.
And how does that kind of manifest itself? I mean, are you at home feeling anxious, or what's...
Yeah, so I get anxiety. And, you know, mental illness is a very strange thing, how it can affect you. It can affect me in all sorts of ways. But what it does is it makes me not be the real me. So,
right.
But using makeup for the last 20 years, I know if I've got something wrong with my skin, I don't have to worry about it because I've got something to help me improve it. So that on its own relieves that tension and anxiety that I have a product to use. So all I'm trying to do here is give men an option and a choice to have tools to help deal with stuff. Not everyone's going to worry about mental health or have mental health issues, but some guys just might want to use it just to cover a spot. But all I want to do is give men a choice, which I feel has been lacking in the industry.
Tell us about what you mean by being the real you.
So I think if anyone who's got anxiety or feels stressed, I don't know, I think you just, you know, you clamp up a little bit. And I necessarily want to talk as openly to people or be as confident as I am. And I think confidence is a massive thing. I think every guy, doesn't matter how old you are, that's another great point. So 32% of our customers are over 50 years old.
Wow.
So this isn't just for a 22-year-old who lives at home. This is for all men, because all men like confidence. So this is what, if you're not confident in any way, I don't think you're the real you. You can't express yourself in probably the way you normally would if you were fully confident.
Mm-hmm. And have you gone into the reasons for, you know, the anxiety that you're suffering for about your looks in your own head?
I've realised that I had some counselling, only a few sessions, but I knew straight away it was because I was bullied at a youngster. And when that happens, that can affect, it's affected me for the rest of my life. So, you know, my mental illness isn't going to go away. You know, it's just about learning to deal with it. And what I need is tools. And if that's speaking to someone, if it's using product that makes me feel better, then why not? And I believe that for all men, if there's something out there that can help you, why not use it regardless of the stereotype that surrounds it?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's makeup out there. There's obviously women's makeup. Why did you set up a specifically men's makeup brand?
So for me, growing up, there was a few things. So I felt there wasn't a brand that related to me. So anyway, I went online or in a store. It's all aimed towards women. There was nowhere I could buy it in confidence. I used to be very ashamed about it because it was in the women's section. Yeah. And thirdly, for me, Ryan, it's about education. So I don't want to say women overcomplicate makeup, but, you know, sometimes the way they explain it can be very complicated with contouring and different techniques, where we try to really simplify it for guys, make it very easy, about even out your skin tone. So I think that's what I want to get across in that brand. It's not as difficult as what people, especially men, might think it is.
Yeah, so I suppose it's where you're buying it might be more important, but the look, war paint for men, it's a manly look. Is the masculine branding, is that really, really important?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, guys are appeal to certain brands, and I think, or certain styles and brands, and that's what we've tried to do. And the makeup itself, I've tailored, you know, what I've done is create a brand or makeup that I wanted to use as a guy, which is evening out your skin tone, easy to apply, very light, there's no fragrance. There's simple little things that make a big difference for a guy when looking at a makeup brand. And the other thing, we're talking about something that for many years has been very feminine. So to get guys to try and use it for the first time, you can't just bang a name on a product that looks like it's made for a woman and expect them to buy it. You know, all I want to do is show guys to try and see the benefit from it, and as much as it impacted my life.
And is it the idea that men would wear this every day or just for nights out or particular special events?
We have customers who use it for all different reasons. Some people use it every single day. Yeah. Some people just use it for events. Some people just use it for the one occasion when they get one spot. You know, so pot concealer could last you 5 years, or we've got other guys who wear it daily. It's exactly the same as women. Women use it for all different types of reasons, but the same reason is that women don't wear makeup for other people. They wear it for themselves. And that is exactly the same for men, because it's how it makes you feel.
So it's still quite a young brand. You launched in November 2018, but you launched in John Lewis. Tell us about the experience in John Lewis store in London in January.
So we actually were very fortunate. So we had the very first ever men's makeup counter in the men's section in the retail store, I believe, in the world. So this is a full men's makeup counter.
Yep.
And honestly, the reaction we had, you know, I was overwhelmed by it, because it was just so positive. We had a lot of press exposure from it, because, and rather it being negative, it was all positive. Why not? Why shouldn't men feel they could use products like this? So the launch there went, you know, I have to pinch myself on every day, if I'm honest, just the way it's going. So just thank my lucky stars. And I think doing it like this and putting it in the right section and partnering people like Brown Thomas and Arnott's, which we are in Ireland, it's going to remove any stigma and just make this normal. And a lot of guys are going to benefit from it.
And I mean, it sold like mad, didn't it, in John Lewis in January? Was the response all positive?
During John Lewis, it was all positive. It was, mm-hmm. you know, press articles everywhere just saying, you know, there's no real negativity at all. So we had that when we launched back in just after November, in May 2019. We went viral around the world, yeah. And not in a positive sense, but that had to happen because no one had talked about men's makeup on a mass media level. So we had to be the ones to spearhead. And look, we took bullets to the brand. But now it's just, you know, we're launching all over the world. And I just think it's a, you know, this is a change in the industry.
Yeah. So what was the negativity towards the brand?
We just got comments in the press, and, you know, we went viral on Twitter, and it was a lot of negative about guys don't need to use this. And, you know, they shouldn't need to use a male brand. But I think, for me, that's what I've been fighting for the last 20 years, that was the mindset. Guys shouldn't have to worry about it, or guys should just go and buy a female product. But no guy who's low on confidence is going to walk into a store up to a woman's counter and buy a product. You know, so effectively we would stop people from doing that. So by creating a male-specific brand, putting it in the men's section, the mindset changes.
Just makes it easier, doesn't it? I mean, does the negative, because it creates such a huge amount of traction online, I mean, it works for Gwyneth Paltrow, doesn't she, with her Goop brand, where she says they're going to monetize those eyeballs. Does that work for you in the same way?
Sorry, repeat that, please.
When you create such a kind of a, when there's a negative backlash, it generates a huge audience. And somewhere in that, there's obviously a positivity for you in terms of sales.
Of course, but look, when we went negative back in May 2019, right, I put everything on the line. I remortgaged my house, I sold my cars, I did everything to create this brand. And at that moment in time, I thought my life was over. You know, with all the backlash we got, I thought overnight my brand was dead. But what I've realised now, that had to happen. So then, because no one in the press was writing about men's makeup before that point, and now we've been over 400 press articles around the world in the last 18 months. Yeah. And that's because we had to go through that pain. It's similar to anyone else speaking out about mental health for the first time or other things. It's very painful. But now, the debate started, and thankfully it's turned completely 180 to be very positive.
Very good. So, just to wrap up, I suppose, in what way is war paint for men designed specifically or differently for men compared to women?
Yeah, so as I mentioned just before, I've personally designed all of the makeup myself, all the formulation, right. How it feels, how light it is, it's matte, it hasn't got any shine. There's no fragrance to it, which a lot of women have fragrance, floral fragrance, and especially for me, the education, the way we speak to our customers right. is in a man's tone. It's very simple. So there are subtle differences, but the main thing for me is just getting it out there, especially in places like Brown Thomas and Arnott's, to make it in the public eye.
Well, Danny, look, it's been good to chat. A War Paint for Men is available now in Ireland online at Arnott's and Brown Thomas. Good morning to you.